Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye today. I'm Kevin Allen, ramping up to Perchville, USA in the Towesses, and we got a few events to talk about this time around. Joining us here in the studios, TJ Birkenback, we've got Phil Albosta, and we'll start with you, Pete Barnes. How are you today, Pete?
I'm fine, thanks, Kevin.
Pete, we have talked to you for many, many years, because for many, many, many years, you've been a part of the Polar Bear Swim.
Yes, I'm pretty sure this is my 30th year.
Wow.
I've never done it. It's bad enough in July or August. But I think it's since about 1989.
Wow. Yeah, I know for many, many years I've been out there doing the broadcast. You've been out there registering people and getting everything together. And it looks like another good year this year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. The weather looks pretty good for the weekend. Of course, it was beautiful last weekend, but you can't look back. I think it's going to be mid-20s, and yeah. I think it's going to be a great Perchville. 68th Perchville, I believe.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Perchville 68. And of course, as you mentioned, two polar bear swims on Saturday.
Yep. Basically, the location is going to be where it's been the last 4 or 5 years, right behind the state police post by the DNR launch there. We'll have a trailer. They'll start registering at 11 a.m. this Saturday, all the way up till 1:30, the first swim.
Okay.
And then between the first and second, obviously, the other people sign up. And that swim will be at 3:30. And then also, there is one swim on Sunday at 1:30. I'll be there about noon to register people. There's not nearly as many swimmers usually, so it's a good day to come. And before I forget, definitely want to recognize all the sponsorship help we get. The Towesses, surrounding communities, has just been awesome. And this year's Polar Bear sponsor, swim sponsor, is the Towes Animal Hospital.
Oh, very good. Okay.
And Dr. Jason Harrison and his wife, Brittany, bought the practice from Dr. Berg, who had it for years, and they haven't seemed to miss a beat. We want to thank them very, very much. You can also register online, Towes.com. We usually don't get a whole lot of online registrations, but we'll account for them, and that's an option also, Kevin.
All right. Now, what's it cost, Pete?
It costs $20.
Okay.
You get a real nice T-shirt, you know, to jump in our huge public lake, Kevin.
Exactly. So get yourself registered for that, as that's going on both Saturday and Sunday. And now to talk about another event, I believe, gets underway on Friday, TJ Birkenback. How are you, TJ?
Pretty good.
You've got an event that kicks off, pretty much Friday at noon, right?
Yep. Friday afternoon, we're going to have our test and tune coming in. Guys can come down and run their sleds, ATVs, side-by-sides, and even the lawn tractors, if anybody's got one and they want to come out and play.
Is that right? Now, where is this taking place, TJ?
It's going to be the west side of the state dock, right at the end of Newman Street.
All right. Now, Friday is kind of the test and tune, right?
Friday is test and tune, pre-registration. Guys can come down and see what we're running on, test out their machines. We got guys that run different kinds of machines, so we're going to have two different track layouts. We're going to have a 500-foot for the vintage sleds and ATVs and rookies, and then we'll have a 660 for the pro stock sleds for the guys that really get up and haul.
All right. Now, Friday test and tune. Now, what time is it on Saturday? What's taking place Saturday?
Saturday, we'll have our registration and pits open about 10, 10:30.
Okay.
Races will kick off at noon or shortly after the parade wraps up, because we may have a few of our racers that are going to be involved in the parade, so we want to give them time to get back on grounds and get ready to go.
You bet. Now, the racers can come on out, but also, spectators, too, are welcome to come on out and
Absolutely.
Watch what's going to be happening.
We're going to have the state dock, I'm sure, will be lined with spectators, as well as the beach area. It's going to be a good show. I've been in contact with Fast Eddie from Fast Eddie's Vintage Sleds over in Houghton Lake, and he helps put on the races at Houghton Lake for their tip-up town.
Yeah.
And he's on board with helping promote us. He may show up on site to bring some of his sleds over. So
super.
It should
All
be
right.
a good day.
Yeah. Now, registration there at the event, but also online, too?
Online registration is available as well. In person, obviously.
Yeah.
Friday morning, you can come down and pre-register if you're going to come for test and tune. Saturday, we will accept registrations as well. It's a $10 entry fee for any division. You can enter multiple divisions if you so choose.
Okay.
You can ride six different riders on the same sled if you choose to do so, but come and ask me and see how we can arrange that.
Yeah, sounds like a first-time event, and it sounds like it could be a very annual kind of event, too.
It hopefully will. Hopefully will.
All right.
I would definitely like to mention my sponsor this year is Consumers Energy. They've always been on board with Perchville
sure.
and helping us out
you
in
bet.
Any way possible. And also, thanks to the new owners of the Taos Bay Marine and Cycle. They've really, really helped. They're helping to support our event. They helped to support the breakfast. And he's coming down, going to bring us a couple of demo machines.
Super.
Maybe we'll get a couple of their guys to race those. We'll see.
Awesome. All right. Well, we go from a first-time event to an event that really kind of started off Perchville, USA. Phil Albasta here to talk about the fishing tournament. How are you, Phil?
I am doing well and ready for Perchville.
I'll bet you are. Well, the fishing derby kind of kicks things off on Saturday, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, we're going to start. I will accept fish from that were caught Friday night because that is the beginning of Perchville.
Oh, gotcha.
I will be there all day Saturday as long as the family tent is open.
All right.
Our final weigh-in will be Sunday, 2:30. On time. We will not accept any late entries, so
okay.
get your fish in on time.
Now, they don't have to fish on Taos Bay, right?
No.
There's other places they can fish, right?
I have included all of Iosco County,
okay.
so any water in Iosco County is eligible for my contest.
Right.
We have lots of great prizes this year, and thank you to Northwoods Wholesale. They really sponsored a lot of prizes for us, and the Taos Bay Tourist and Convention Bureau, and of course, Neiman's Market has really helped us out this year, and we'd like to really thank them.
All right. Now, what are we fishing for? Obviously, it's Perchville, so perch, but what fish qualify for the contest?
Well, we're going to have a category for perch, a category for pike,
okay.
a category for walleye, trout, and then my fifth category is a bluegill sunfish category.
Okay.
So there's going to be the top three prizes, or the top three places are going to get prizes in those categories. And then on top of that, we also have some spectacular wild card prizes.
Oh.
So all you have to do is catch a fish. You have to have your Perchville button in order to enter your fish. But as long as you enter that fish, you are eligible for those wild card drawings.
Excellent. Now, they need to register online for this? How do they get into the fishing tournament?
There's no registration.
Okay.
All you have to do is go out, catch a fish, buy a Perchville button, and bring it in to me.
There you go. Just a Perchville button. Just like everybody should have a Perchville button. Pick one of those up. Just $5. But a few of the big events that are part of Perchville, USA. Phil, I'll know I'll see you out there at the family tent at some point this weekend.
Absolutely. You'll be able to smell me.
All right. Yeah. And TJ, I may catch up with you out there on the ice too, my friend. And Pete, I know I'll see you out there too at the Polar Bear Swim.
Right. Try to give you a count if I can.
All right. Pete Barnes, Phil Albasta, and TJ Birkenbach, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin.